The name meant everything to Marielle. Security, love, guidance, and a comradeship between parent and child that was more like having a best friend than a father at times. His humorous twinkling eyes and ready wit.
I say, old gal, have you gone asleep back there? Ship's ahoy and astern!
The sound of Tarquin's voice brought Marielle back to reality. Three sets of sails had appeared on the horizon in their wake, and Lord Rawnblade gave swift instructions. Without questioning his authority, Marielle and Tarquin took up their positions, whilst the Badger Lord concealed himself in the cabin below. The three vessels, Nightwake, Crabclaw and Blacksail, were travelling back to Terramort in loose convoy. Though now they sensed Terramort was reasonably near, they broke formation and began racing to see who could anchor first in the cove. Captain Hookfin of the Blacksail held the tiller steady as they ran before the southwest wind, tacking occasionally to keep his craft on course. He cursed as the Nightwake drew level with their master Riptongue at the helm.
A cask of dark wine, I beat you back, Riptongue!
Riptongue swung the tiller over recklessly, causing him to veer.
Not in that old tub, you won't, matey!
With superb skill and daring, the Corsair Grimtooth plied his craft between them both.
Ho, ho! I'll show you how a real sea rat sails, mates, and I'll drink that wine to teach you both a lesson in sea rat shit.
The Nightwake was now closest to Marielle and the Waveblade as the three ships bore onward, all oars pulling and sails at full stretch. Riptongue wiped spray from his eyes and looked across. From the distance, all he could see was a very small steers rat and an extra lanky lookout, both decked out in the tattered finery of sea rats.
Oi, Waveblade! Where have you come from?
Riptongue called out. The small steers rat indicated back across her left shoulder, but did not shout a reply. Riptongue understood.
Southie! We were down that way! Must have missed you! Are you on for a race back to Terramort? Cask of wine for the prize!
The small rat shook its head, jiggling the tiller and shrugging. Riptongue nodded.
Rudder trouble, matey! Where's Captain Orguy?
The lanky one on lookout pantomimed sleep, resting his head on the foredeck rail and pointing below. Riptongue laughed aloud.
Lazy old Orguy, snoring like a hog! Too much wine, eh?
The lanky one did a stagger and held his stomach and forehead at the same time. Riptongue smote the tiller, laughing uproariously.
Scupper me, the drunken old blubberfish! Oi there! Tell him when he wakes that he missed a chance of winning a big cask of wine!
The two sea rats waved back as the ships drew away, racing pell-mell for Terramort. Riptongue shouting tidings of Orguy to the other two captains, who shook their heads with merriment. Rawnblade's huge head poked out of the cabin doorway.
Have they gone?
Tarquin blew out a long sigh of relief.
Aye, my lord, but it was a close thing. Any nearer to us and the game would have been up. They would have seen we weren't belly sea rats.
Marielle leaned back against the tiller, wiping her brow.
Phew! See that? It isn't sea spray, it's sweat. How they could ever have taken me and Tarquin for a couple of scurvy sea rats, I'll never know.
Rawnblade strode up on deck.
We'll furl in the sails and let them get into Terramort well ahead of us. Up you go, Wood Sorrel. I'm too heavy to be climbing masts, and Marielle's needed on deck.
Tarquin took a look at the swaying mainmast billowing with sail. He threw a paw across his eyes and staggered giddily.
Oh, Corks, do I have to climb up that great swaying thing and fold all those windy old bedsheets? Do I really, sir?
Rawnblade pointed a stern paw to the topmast.
Up, Wood Sorrel, up!
Tarquin spat on his paws but made a last-ditch plea to a passing gull.
I say, birdie old bean, just furl a jolly old sail or two as you're passing. There's a good chap.
The seagull flew heedlessly on. Rawnblade stood with his hefty paw still pointed into the rigging.
Up!
Tarquin nervously scaled the mast, calling out to the seagull, who had decided to hover overhead and view the performance.
You're a rotten old featherbag! Bet your mum was a cuckoo! Oh, golly, if Hon Rosie could see me now, she'd split up her laughing!